Welcome to Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out with Julie Caraccio. Every Tuesday at 1 p.m., Julie interviews experts on all areas of clutter, physical, mental, spiritual, and emotional. A clutter coach and professional organizer, Julie also offers tips to help you get clutter-free for a more joyful and fulfilling life.
Hey everyone, this is a quick bonus clip. In the spring, I did a panel called Bring the Neat To, and I talked about Julie's 7 R's of eco-organization. So if you're looking to be more green and eco-friendly when letting go of your clutter, here are some tips I have. And there's also a short repurposing demonstration at the end. I'm very passionate about showing how you can repurpose and use those items instead of having to go out and buy a bunch of containers. So enjoy this clip.
Julie Caraccio, her and I have gone back and forth on Google Plus for like a while, and then she did this really cool video with Peter Walsh, and I made some really cool compliments on it, and then we started talking even more, then we were just on a pig, and then we got on Hangouts, and now I think we're in love, and I'm so happy she's remodeling her kitchen. It looks great. Her husband is a great guy. She's great. And and she introduced me to a few other people on the panel, so I got lots of love for Julie, and I want to give a big round of applause.
Thank you.
Come on down. You're the next contestant on Bring the Neat To.
All right. Well, first of all, huge shout out to you, Adam, for putting this together because I know how much time it takes to create an event like this. And I also want to say our bar has been raised, so I'm going to keep it raised. We've had an amazing panel, so I'm going to keep the energy and get going. First thing I want to say, if you're not about planet Earth or the polar bears, hopefully in my presentation today you'll see that being green is also about saving money because it's equally important in business. And I want to let you know, Adam, you are a great example. When I first got your product, the first thing I noticed is you didn't waste any of packaging. And so that ends up making a huge difference. And even if you're like, you know what, I'm a New Yorker, I love the concrete jungle, I sneeze when I get near trees, it's okay because you made a really smart business decision and I'm betting you saved a lot of money by being really conserving your packaging. So the first thing I want to talk about are my 7 R's of eco-organization. The first one is reduce. If you don't buy it, you don't have to organize it. Sometimes we get stuck and it's like the shiny bright object. Oh, 10 for 10, I've got to buy it. Or here's a Groupon, I can get a sweater, but I need to buy 3. So the first thing I say is take a deep breath, and do you really need to buy it? Can you give an experience or something instead of buying one more object? I'm also a fan of reusing. Now I want to just add something really here that's important at the beginning. If you're going to learn one thing from today's presentation, invest in Pyrex. Get Bed Bath & Beyond always has a coupon, Macy's does, and get away from plastic. I don't recommend reusing plastic. But can you take the magazine to the dentist's office? Can you give it to the Girl Scout troop to reuse? If you've just moved, can someone else reuse your boxes to help in moving? So just, again, thinking in a different mindset. Return. Now, that's not really green, but I see this with a lot of clients. How many of you are holding on to stuff that's not yours? I had a client that had 3 armoires in his basement he was holding for a friend to refinish. I'm like, come on now. Or, you know, my father, I mean, it only took him 20 years, said to me a couple years ago, get all your crap outside of the house. You're in your own house. We don't want it anymore. So return is what isn't yours. We have reduce, reuse, return, repurpose. Now, at the end of my presentation, I'm going to do a little show and tell if you're good. But go out, buy a case of wine. I always like to say drink wine and get organized. Repurpose that box to hold your Christmas ornaments or your Hanukkah ornaments. It's great. It's color-coded. It's even storage, but that's really good. Are you, Adam, you have a look on your face. Are we good?
No, I was going back to the mute button because it makes perfect sense. Yeah.
We have that. Recycle. When you are letting go of your clutter, just become familiar with your recycling laws. And most professional organizers now have an awareness and are probably going to know what have something on their site about information. But if you can recycle it, it doesn't take a lot of extra time. You know, we've all talked about prep and planning. Have your recycle box, your return box, you know, what you're going to throw away. But know your recycling laws. Repair. Okay, now this I know is a really challenging one. So many times today it seems like we buy something, it falls apart, and we just chuck it. What I'm going to encourage you to do, FreeCycle is a great resource. Now, I'm married up in intelligence, and I'm very lucky, and my husband's one of those guys that can repair anything. I, however, am not. You know, a couple years ago, my weed whacker went out, and I was like, what am I going to do? And they said, oh, it needs this part, and it's going to cost this much. And I was like, you know what? Go on up on freecycle.com. There's someone smart out there who's going to be able to repair it and use it, and they did. And I'm like, I don't care if they make money from it. It didn't go into the landfill. It was able to be repaired and used. So that's something that's repurposed. So we have reduce, reuse, repair, repurpose, return, recycle. All right, the last one, rethink. This is something I'm really passionate about. A lot of times in our society, marketers have made us think that we really need all this. We confuse a want with a need. And really, we don't have a lot of needs. We have a lot of wants. So I encourage people, rethink your wants and needs. Ask yourself, if you're looking to buy something, does it represent who I am? Does it represent who I want to be? Do I need it, use it, love it? Just start questioning things. Now look, I love leopard print, and in my mind, you can never have too much leopard print. But it's one of those things where I call it my kryptonite. I have to take a step back and say, okay, maybe I'll have to pet the shoes, especially if they're nice and fuzzy, and say, okay, do I really need this? And then take a deep breath and let it go. So those are just a few seven of my tips for ours and your eco-organizing. And finally, if we have time, I have a little repurposing demonstration. We have time?
I would never cut you off, but you got a couple seconds.
Okay. Do it. One of my favorite things. I know we all have our reusable bags in the car.
Okay, gotcha.
But this is, I repurposed a tissue bag to keep plastic bags. These are great if you have pets and you're going to the dog park, you know, and you need to put their poopies in there. And if you're a pet owner, these are fantastic. So repurpose your tissue box. Or you can spend $10 or $15 at the container store. It's completely your choice. Now, I know we all have these hanging around, plastic bags that with this, a pillow came in this. So this is my emergency thing. I lived in LA for 10 years, and there are, it's like, oh, the big one, you're going to die, be prepared. So, you know, I have a thing to get away from Raleigh. I have a change of clothes, I have money, I have whatever I need in case of an emergency. But I'm a huge fan of, like, the shower curtains, the bedding. These are great to repurpose. They're clear, you can see through them, and write on them with a Sharpie. All right, and then one last thing. I'll do this. Now, we're remodeling the kitchen, and Tony added toe drawers, but this literally weighs 20 pounds. But this, I repurposed an old filing thing, and I want to say all states have surplus stores. Here in North Carolina, it's in Raleigh. You can get anything the state has brought. Every state has one, but look to save money and go there for things like office supplies and other fun stuff. But this was great to hold all my cooking sheets and racks and everything. But again, you have the option, if you're like, I need to go to the container store, that's just groovy. But, you know, hopefully you've seen items that you have around the house and that you can repurpose. And again, just another way to save you money.
Look at you, saving money.
I'm all about it.
We got a new
polar bears.
All right, so we're saving money. We're saving the polar bears. We're recycling. We're repurposing. We're re-R-ing because you had seven of them, and that's awesome, Julie. It's great, and I had such a nice bond with Julie because again, Julie's out there to not only save her lifestyle, but like, you know, save the world in a sense and teach people that there are other options. And so often, I mean, even myself included, you know, I don't recycle every water bottle I throw away. And I feel bad about it because, like, I'm in a park and they don't have a recycle thing. And you see that all around. And, you know, it's important to give back a little bit to the world that we come from. So I appreciate all the time you spent with us, Julia. And you've been on for so long. It's great. Giving you a big round of applause over here.
Thanks for watching. Remember, clear some clutter and create the life you choose and deserve.
Thanks for joining us on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out. You can find out more about Julie Caraccio and her services at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. We'll see you here next Tuesday at 1 p.m. Remember, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step.